I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Father Dimitrios Pappas of St. Elias the Prophet Greek Orthodox Church and Frederica Vopan, and they are here to talk about the Santa Fe Greek Festival, which is happening this coming Friday and Saturday, June 15th and 16th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Welcome. Γεια σας. Καλημέρα σας.
So you just said welcome, good morning.
Yeah, welcome, and good morning is Kalimera in Greek, and we're just here to speak about our festival of
now,
this weekend.
You, and we'll speak about the festival in a minute, but you have such an interesting background. You come from a Greek family from Greece.
Correct.
Grew up in Denver and became a priest in the Greek Orthodox Church and have spent a lot of time in Greece. Was that a calling for you?
It was a calling. I was about 8 years old when I decided to become a Greek Orthodox priest. I was at my grandparents' house doing a service they do at home called the Holy Unction, and the priest called upon me and so forth and said, would you like to be an altar boy? And since that day, I decided to become a Greek Orthodox priest.
What was it that pulled you in? Is there something you can put your finger on that happened that day? You just knew?
I just knew. I just had a calling, I believe. I think everyone has a calling, and some are chosen to become priests and other leaders and so forth in the church and so forth. And that day, the priest invited me to become an altar boy, and so I decided to become a Greek Orthodox priest.
And how did it go from there?
My parents supported me very much and so forth. And from a little boy, I was walking to church because I lived about half an hour walking distance from the church. It took me about half an hour. So I was going through all the services. I didn't miss one service. And from there, my parents also supported me because my last name is also Papa Dimitropoulos. It's not Pappas. It's shortened here in America. But it is Papa Dimitropoulos, which means Father Dimitri, the son of a priest.
Okay.
From the city of Tripoli.
All right. Now, it must have been so interesting for your parents, who were immigrants from Greece, to see their son basically returning to their culture or embracing their culture when so many immigrants' children just go off in the American direction and reject everything.
True, that's true. Yeah, correct, yeah. So, but my parents worked very hard in the restaurant business. They had a restaurant for about 20, 25 years. And so they wanted us to choose other fields and professions and so forth. They didn't want us to go into a restaurant business like
right.
They did.
It was a traditional kind of Greek restaurant that so many of us know.
Correct, yeah, yeah.
So you, Frederica, were born and raised in Greece.
Yes, up to age 15.
Up to age 15 and ended up after a long life here in Santa Fe.
That's correct.
And are you organizing this Greek, one of the organizers of this Greek festival?
No, actually I'm not organizing. I'm the president of the Parish Council.
Oh, okay. So what happens at a Greek festival? Let me guess, food.
Lots of food. Dancing. Children playing. Actually, the dance is the most important thing that's happening. Getting to mingle with the other members of the community, I think it's very exciting. Also for us to share a way of life, our food, more importantly.
Now the dancing, the Greek dancing, is that something, in other words, this is a festival for the whole community, not just for the Greek community, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
That's correct.
So are you going to teach people to do your dances?
I believe Father would do a session.
Is that right?
He loves to
dance. One of my passions is teaching the Greek folk dances, and I used to do it in other communities. I've been here in America also. One of them was Seattle, Washington. I was serving there for almost 4 years. And in the West Coast, there's a dance competition every year. It's called FDF, Folk Dance Festival. And I used to teach the dance groups and so forth, and also do symposiums, bringing people from Greece and teaching us the folk dances from Greece. And I also have done some dance lessons here at St. John College. And I will be doing it on Saturday afternoon at the Greek Festival at 4:30 to 5 to teach a few dances and so forth. On Saturday, yeah.
Now, what are the characteristics of the kind of folk dancing that you're teaching? Is it circle dances or line dances or partner dances? Or?
Well, it depends on what region you're teaching and so forth. But most of them are in circles. and they hold hands and celebration of unity, together dancing as a, in a circle.
You said that you did a little bit of teaching at St. John's, and of course so much of the St. John's Western curriculum is based on the thinking of the Greeks. Have you made a connection with sort of modern Greek traditions and the ancient Greek?
Right now I'm just teaching, you know, the modern folk dances and so forth, but yeah. I also explain to them how the way of life also, and the traditions and customs of those dances, of those areas.
What are some of those traditions and customs?
Well, like on May 21st, in the northern part of Greece, there's a dance called St. Constantine and Helen. It was the dance on fire, on coals.
Oh.
And so it goes back to the Dionysian times. So I try to teach them, you know, the why and the reason and so forth, and how it came into today, and it's still in taking place in parts of Greece, in the northern part of Greece.
Have you danced on coals?
No, I have not.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I will show a video of that at the festival, so people will see how they do that dance.
Tell us a little bit more about the Greek Orthodox religion. How is it like religions that we might know, such as Catholicism or other religions, and how is it different?
Well, the church started, you know, in the early church after the day of Pentecost Day. The Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, and they went out to mission Christ and so forth. So they went through all the way to Greece and to Rome and so forth. The church then split in 1054, so we have the Eastern Church and the Western Church. And we have, back then, it was five headquarters, Constantinople, Jerusalem, Antioch, Alexandria, and Rome. And Rome broke off at 1054, and that's why we have the Western Church and the Eastern Church today. Our church is still the original. It's based, again, Orthodoxy means original, the true church. And so we have kept the same way of doing things from the beginning.
And what are some of the basic beliefs of the Greek Orthodox religion?
We have the same sacraments as the Catholic Church, the seven sacraments, but there are four mandatory ones that are important to the Orthodox Church, which is baptism, chrismation, Holy Eucharist, and then Holy Confession. And then the three mandatory, the other three sacraments are marriage, Holy Priesthood, and Holy Unction. So basically, you know, the church changed, the Western Church changed things slightly, the way they do their cross, the how they use the Eucharist, many other things that are also.
Do you see your role as primarily ceremonial and performing these sacraments and so on, or do you also have a position being sort of a counselor and person who people come to within the church? How does that work?
I'm also a spiritual leader into the Orthodox Church. They come for Holy Confession, which is like a spiritual psychological council that comes and so forth.
Right, just like Catholic Confession or similar to.
So they come and get advice, and I try to guide them to spirituality, to their spiritual life.
But the distinct differences, really, from us, the Catholicism, it's the Pope. We do not have a pope.
Right.
Okay, that's the very distinctive differences.
And so not having a pope, I mean, from the Vatican, there's all sorts of, you can do this, but you can't do that. How do you handle that? For example, birth control, that's a just eternally disputed situation in the Catholic Church.
Well, we have hierarchs and bishops and archbishops and patriarch that meet regularly and decide, you know, for the churches and stuff like that. So now our patriarchate is in Constantinople, which is Istanbul, Turkey today, and that's where he resides.
And so I take it there's at this point in history no female priests in
no female priests yet, no.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I don't...
Never.
Well, in the early church, they did have deaconess that helped out through the service, but they're not allowed to be in back of the altar.
Right.
And so forth. But they did help out and do other ministry work and in the church.
And the other distinctive differences between our church and the Catholic Church is our altar is behind doors. It's behind. You also believe the Catholic, the altar is open, Father.
Yeah, and yeah. Also the iconography, you know, as if someone comes enters the Orthodox Church, they'll see icons in the church.
Right.
And then that's why it's so beautiful about our church also here in Santa Fe is that we have a viewing of iconography. You can come visit the icons on Thursdays from 11 to 1. And it's a husband and wife from Athens, Greece, who has done the work, Maria and Nico. And we are still continuing to do all the walls of our church needs to be completed. So we're doing some fundraisers, and you know, doing one of our fundraisers is the Greek festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So back to the Greek festival.
Okay.
Dancing, food.
Food. Well, actually, we are fortunate enough to have a number of the Greek restaurateurs here that they're going to prepare the different type of foods. And we have the South Plaza Cafe that we do souvlaki and traditional type of dishes. The Plaza Cafe downtown that we do gyros.
What are some of your favorite Greek dishes?
Personally, everything. I love the cheeses, the lamb.
Panakopita, dolmades.
Right.
And then we also have pastries, too, that are very, really delicious. And we worked very hard on making them. Our ladies of our church does them. And
Father does quite a bit of that. Come on, don't be shy. Like we have baklava, which is with the honey and the nuts.
I think that's my favorite food of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. We have kurulakia, which is... That's very delicious as well and different. Curabiedes, that's with the white powder sugar that they melt in your mouth. They're very delicious.
There's a very traditional type of cookie that is done in Christmas and also for weddings. It's
but
a wedding
you're doing
cookie.
It, you're doing it here just so that people can get a taste of it.
Correct, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we do melo macarona, which is really very delicious because you have to dip them in honey and then you put walnuts on the top of everything else. No, they're fantastic.
So all of this is happening on Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th of June at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Now, that's a big space. Are there a lot of Greeks in Santa Fe? Do we have a significant Greek community?
Well, at the church, there's about 40 people, 40 members in our church and so forth. As you know, many Greek people have restaurants here in town, but they're not Greek restaurants. But there are Mexican, you know, type of restaurant, new Mexican-style restaurants here.
We're going to have lucumades, which that's, they make it very fresh, and you get very sweet with honey and stuff like that. And also, we're going to have Greek coffee.
Ah, how is Greek coffee? What's Greek coffee like?
It's like Turkish coffee. It's very...
Very thick.
Very
like,
sweet.
Like an espresso type thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Turkish coffee. It's very thick and very tasty. It's a little bit better than express, I would say.
You're talking to an Italian. Be careful.
Let's not fight about that. We're going to have some Greek beer and Greek wines.
Excellent. Well, anything else that you want to let us know? Of course, there's going to be music, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's
live music. A band from Albuquerque, the Aegean Sounds.
Nice.
And they've been with us for a while, performing at the Greek festivals. And we also have the Palamaika dancers who will be doing the traditional folk dances of Greece from Albuquerque.
And also we're going to have an agora, which in Greek means a marketplace. We will feature some icons and Greek delicacies and Mid-Eastern delicacies just to be inclusive to our community.
Well, it's wonderful to hear about it and wonderful to have you on the air. Father Dimitrios Pappas, also known as Father Dimitrios Papa Dimitropoulos.
Papa Dimitropoulos, correct.
Very good. Excellent.
Of the St. Elias the Prophet Greek Orthodox Church and Frederica Vopan. Thank you very much for being with us. And for more information, you can just Google Santa Fe Greek Festival and you will find out more about it.
Hola, Kalan. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.